Brian, I hung up on my wife because I had you on the phone. How about that?
Wow. Hey, I'm honored.
She said, "What? You're going to hang up with me?" I said, first of all, I'm working, and you're calling me, number one. And number two, it's the lieutenant governor, and I'll see you in a little while. So welcome to the program. A pretty interesting day on the floor. I was following what was going on there with Kyle Moran online. Just a fascinating day.
It, you know, really was an exciting day for the people of the state of Michigan. We've been stuck in a rut for so long, not believing in the future and all it could be, and desperately clinging to the past. We look at this opportunity, though, to create an environment where entrepreneurs can make jobs, and we're going for it. I mean, we're going to put the interest of the next generation ahead of our own, and we think that's a critically important step. That's making the type of Michigan that we all know it can be.
All right, before we talk about the specifics, I know a lot of folks are ready to say the Republicans are bullying this through and they're pushing and they're shoving it down our throats and it's going to hurt a lot of people. But what we did see, it appears, was some compromise. You sat down and had an opportunity to talk with Gretchen Whitmer. Okay, what can we do so we can find resolution to move forward? So you have one plan, you have another, and you got together and got it done.
You know, ultimately, at the end of the day, while we had a very open, very inclusive, and exhaustive process, particularly in the House of Representatives, where the number of hours of testimony that they did was very, very impressive, and a lot of compromise in the plan as we moved through.
All right.
Our goal was to ultimately make a decision where we don't cling to status quo, which we know is a failure, and instead embrace what the possibilities and opportunities are.
So you found some compromise with Gretchen Whitmer, and it's a 19-19 vote. So there you are before the House, before you cast that deciding vote. What was going through your mind?
Well, I had an indication ahead of time that it was likely that I would be voting, and frankly, I'm honored to have the opportunity to support a plan so directly that reshapes Michigan and changes the strategic direction of the state of Michigan. I was very proud of the people that serve in the House and the Senate that had the courage to stand up and say, you know, regardless of what the special interests are fighting for today, that we're going to put jobs first. Everybody ran on jobs. Now is the time to deliver. And yesterday, the legislature delivered.
All right, you're getting ready to press the button. Did the governor call and say, all right, Brian, don't hit the wrong button here?
You know, it's the thing about being up on the rostrum as the president, everybody else has a button. For me, it's a voice vote, so I couldn't mess that up.
All right, before I ask you, in a nutshell, to tell us what you think this is all about, the single business tax is gone. There's been a lot of rhetoric. There's been a lot of conversation. I don't know if it's good or bad, but you tell me. There are folks who speak for the poor and for the middle class and think that this is going to hurt them. Is that true? And give us this bill in a nutshell, if you will.
That's not true at all. You know what hurts the poor and the middle class today? Status quo, a bad economy, a chronically bad economy that doesn't produce any opportunity for prosperity, for just people living their lives in Michigan every day. And so what this is about is creating an environment that's conducive to job growth around Michigan-based companies, the ones that are already here in this state. For a long time, we've been trying to rebuild the economy by putting incentives in place to get somebody to come in here to Michigan and save us. Well, we've got the entrepreneurs, the innovators in the state, if we create the right conditions for them that make it more conducive for job growth here. And so that's what this system is all about, the small and the mid-sized Michigan-based company. That's who benefits from this. This is the community leaders all around the state, the folks that have put their whole lives on the line to run and operate a business in the state and employ people in the state. And this change in tax reform will create the type of situation where it'll be easier to make investments in the state of Michigan. The chances of success will be higher, and ultimately we're going to have cash growth because of it.
All right, so we go to the BlackBerry and we go, okay, check that off. That's all done. What's next?
Now, we still have a lot of work to do. The regulatory environment in the state of Michigan also makes us uncompetitive. And while it doesn't get a lot of headlines, the legislature and the governor have already done a lot of good work in that area, too. But it's not like tax reform. Tax reform, you make one big sweeping change that fixes it across the board. But with the regulatory environment, it's a lot of small changes and even like a change in attitude in the way that our state government operates. Now, it takes a little bit longer, but we've got a great start on it. We're just absolutely committed to making this state an economic powerhouse again.
We've got a couple of questions left for Michigan Lieutenant Governor Brian Calley on the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. The Canadians have urged the state to approve a Detroit River Bridge. I want to get your take on that. Do we need government being involved with this, or should we allow a private enterprise to build a new bridge?
Actually, our proposal is to allow a private enterprise to build the bridge. I know there's been some commercials out there with a group that has a monopoly right now, and they don't want any private sector competition. What we're saying is we agree. We need a new bridge to Canada, who is our biggest customer. They buy more of our exports than anybody else. And so it's just to secure jobs, job growth, and a good environment for our Michigan-based manufacturers. We need to have better access to the Canadian market. Now, what we're proposing doing is just simply creating authority to put out to bid a new bridge and then let the private sector compete to get it. You know, the only difference between our proposal and what the opponents want, well, the opponents, they don't want any competition. They want us to give one private sector company exclusive rights to this project, a $1 billion project. We're saying we ought to open it up to the entire private sector and let competition ensue.
All right, and before we let you go, I want to get your take. We don't hear much about it, but have you heard anything on the Asian carp front?
There is there's still ongoing efforts within our department to keep close tabs monitoring the situation. But then also, I understand that the Attorney General's office is continuing the fight. We need to get some resolution out of our federal government in order to stop some of the risk that we have that would be absolutely devastating should the Asian carp infestation get to our Great Lakes.
And then finally, Lieutenant Governor, any chance we're going to find additional funding for K-12 education?
Well, I believe when the revenue estimating conference is completed next week, that some of the estimates will come in higher than what was previously estimated. So there probably will be some additional resources that are available to take the edge off of some of the budget realities that we were faced with earlier. So I'm hopeful that it's not just public education. Most things were reduced much more than public education. We went the extra mile to minimize the reduction there compared to most other things, but still that is a top priority, and we expect that there will be some extra breathing room there to take some edge off from the revenue estimates that we based the budget on in January.
Mr. Calley, I know you're very busy. I really appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
No problem. Thanks, Tony. Nice to talk with you.